Let's talk a little bit about the background behind Quality Liquid Feed.
Well, QLF was started by Kenny Berg in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, back in 1977. And he had been a salesperson in the liquid feed business for many, many years. And he was so successful of it that he was making more income than the president of the company. And so they came to Kenny and basically said, you know, we're going to have to cut your salary or let you go. And so the decision he made at that time was, you know, I'm pretty good at liquid feed business, and so I'm going to go out on my own and start my own feed company. And today, that's the start of Quality Liquid Feeds.
Now, how it started out, you were talking about lick tanks and some of the original application.
Yeah, obviously QLF, Quality Liquid Feeds, was based in Wisconsin. And so a lot of the original business in the late 70s, early 80s, was molasses products that were being used in feed mills to mix with grind and mix feed rations going out to livestock, dairy predominantly. And the other application of liquid feed at that time was in lick tanks for pasture cattle, primarily dairy heifers in Wisconsin. And so up until the mid-1980s, that really was the feed business for Quality Liquid Feeds.
And then the transition.
Well, a couple things happened in transition. One is Kenny Berg, again, the founder of the company, you know, was having to go to buy molasses from other feed companies. And so one of the things that he did is he decided, you know, I've got to get away from that as soon as possible if I'm going to build a successful company. And so he actually traveled down to Louisiana, where a lot of the sugar cane is produced in the United States. And he started negotiating with some of the sugar mills down there. And basically, they were taking sugar cane, processing it into sugar. Molasses was a byproduct, very much the same issue that cheese plants had years ago. Whey, they had to get rid of the whey and dispose of it. Well, he basically helped them understand that if they build storage, they could store more of their molasses byproduct for around the year. They could actually make a lot more money. And so Quality Liquid Feeds helped them build 24 million gallons of molasses storage. And what that allowed QLF to do is build such strong relationships is that today we procure 85% of the molasses produced in Louisiana.
Of course, also part of that transition was a change in the dairy industry, which has changed drastically since the 80s.
Well, another milestone year then was 1999. And that was the year that some of the independent truckers came to QLF and said, you know what, you want us to deliver liquid feeds out to dairy producers, beef producers, and quite honestly, they said, we don't want to. That's a lot of work, and it's hard to do, and a lot of yards aren't set up to do it, so we're not going to do that. Well, Corey Berg, Kenny Berg's son at that time, was in charge of Quality Liquid Feeds. And he made a decision at that time to invest in his own fleet of trucks. And so what that did is it allowed QLF to have QLF employees with QLF trucks delivering liquid feed to dairy producers, feedlots. And really, that was a stroke of genius. And it really opened up a new market for us. And today, today we have over 100 units that are out there every day delivering liquid feed to producers.
The average size herd has changed drastically as well.
Well, absolutely. You know, we think about in the early days of QLF, you were probably looking at, you know, 50 cow dairy averages at that time. And now, obviously, Wisconsin's over 100 cows, but we're dealing with a lot of herds that are 1,000 cows, 4,000 cows. In fact, one of the herds that we deal with in Arizona is Shamrock Dairy, and they're over 10,000 cows. So, you know, so liquid feed has proven to be successful in dairies of all sizes.
And you really have gotten to where it's not one size fits all. You're custom making products here for those big dairies.
Well, absolutely, Bob. As we look at our change in product mix, you know, in the early going of QLF, it was 2-3 feeds would catch all the volume that we produced. Today, over 70% of our liquid feeds and dairy are customized to the specific dairy producer.
And, of course, everything that goes into the TMR out there as well, you're dealing with a lot of different commodities going in there, right?
Well, absolutely, and that's one of the advantages of feeding a molasses-based liquid supplement is, you know, we're working with dairies that bring in a lot of different commodities, and those commodities have a tendency to change in composition within the commodity itself, but feeding different commodities, and molasses-based supplements helps mask some of those changes and actually helps the dairy producer arrive at a more consistent dairy ration.
So why QLF? Talk about the successes. What are some of the performance results you've had?
Well, you know, number one, Quality Liquid Feeds has had a long tradition of being in the feed business and has been a very strong, supportive company of the livestock dairy industry. You know, people ask me, you know, why QLF? And I basically, there's three things that come to mind. Quality is in its name. And, you know, we do produce quality products. We also believe in great service. Liquid feed is all that we do. And so we focus on providing the best possible service to the producer and to the dealers that we work with. And then lastly, is one of our strategies that got us to where we're at, and that's investing in the delivery fleet. It's QLF employees that take pride in what they're doing, delivering our products directly to the farm.
So where to from here?
Well, we just want to keep growing and get better at what we do. There's a lot of room for the molasses-based liquid supplements to grow, and we just need to keep getting better every day and try to reach out to more producers and more dealers that we work with.
Should mention, you do dairy, but you also do some other aspects too.
Oh, absolutely. About half of our volume is in the dairy area, but we also look at about a third of our volume is in beef, and that's split between the feedlot business and the cow-calf pasture cattle business.
And if people would like more information on Quality Liquid Feeds?
Well, the best place to get a hold of information on Quality Liquid Feeds would be to visit our website at QLF.com.